When we come to Matthew's account of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that many things are left out, which Luke put in. But we also see that Matthew reports so many important things which Luke leaves out. And one of those themes which Matthew includes that we don't find in the other gospel writers is the account of the visit of the Magi. We don't know exactly what their precise vocation was. It was probably quasi-occultic. And so we see the great mercy of God in bringing close pagan Gentiles who were involved in perhaps the occultic arts. And what we mean by that is that their preoccupation would likely have included elements of astrology as well as astronomy. And we see that those who studied Torah, who were nearby, who shared the ethnicity of the Holy Family, the Jews, they somehow were spiritually alienated from the purpose of God at this time. Whereas Gentiles who lived far away, who knew nothing of Torah, or very little of Torah, were drawn close to be the first worshipers of the Christ child. And so we see that in their naivety, the Magi show up in Jerusalem and ask in Matthew 2:2, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Who is born a king? Who is born a queen? Nobody. We see that members of the royal family become a king when the death of the old monarch actually takes place. But Jesus is actually born king of the Jews. We learn that from Matthew 2. My name is Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. And we hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.